Each year, 4 million cans of beer are sold in the dusty town of White Clay, Nebraska, home to a few dozen people. A majority of the liquor sales are to residents of the nearby Pine Ridge Indian Reservation, where alcohol is strictly prohibited. Nebraska and Pine Ridge leaders are hoping a new plan to cross-deputize tribal police as state officers will help clean up the area. South Dakota Public Radio's Charles Michael Ray reports.
The closest thing to a taxi in the town of White Clay, Nebraska, might be this early 80s Oldsmobile Cutlass Sierra station wagon, fondly named the War Pony. Lauren Black Elk and Ronnie Fisherman use this car to help tribal residents in need.
All the people that need rides, he takes them, you know.
I take them home.
Like many other members of the Oglala Sioux tribe, Black Elk believes this is Indian land. The tribe stands by the treaty signed between the Great Sioux Nation and the U.S. government some 140 years ago. Black Elk says, according to the treaties, Native people should have total jurisdiction over much of western South Dakota and this part of Nebraska.
I call our people up here the forgotten people, and there's nothing else to do. There's no jobs for us. If the government entered the treaties, live up to their law, our people wouldn't be living like this.
The Pine Ridge Reservation in South Dakota is slightly bigger than the state of Vermont. Yet, with 80% unemployment, the residents who live here have an average income of about $3,000 annually. Besides being one of the poorest areas in the country, this reservation should also be one of the driest. The distribution, possession, and consumption of alcohol are all prohibited here. But alcoholism rates are higher here than in the surrounding area. Just across the state line in Nebraska, booze is fully legal. The border town of White Clay is a rock's throw away from the Pine Ridge Reservation. The gravel parking lots and fences that line each side of the highway are littered with bottles and cans, and drunk people on the street are a common sight here. Tribal leaders say alcoholism is a major problem for the impoverished people of Pine Ridge. Each year, about $3 million in alcohol sales run through this small town. What is seen by many as blight in White Clay has become an issue of contention in Nebraska. The state's attorney general, John Brunning, says the liquor store owners of this town are exploiting the residents of Pine Ridge.
They're death purveyors is the way I've looked at them. I would like to find a way to catch them in violation of law and shut them down.
Brunning may have found that way. The new agreement between the leaders on the reservation and the state of Nebraska allows reservation cops to patrol in White Clay. Nebraska law prohibits selling alcohol to someone who is clearly intoxicated, but the nearest sheriff's office is 20 miles away. And Brunning says a bigger law enforcement presence in town will keep store owners in line.
So I owe 50 cents.
Yeah. It's late afternoon, and Clay Bramer is counting a pile of change a customer has just dumped on the counter of his state line liquor store in White Clay. Bramer says he operates a legitimate business and provides a product that tribal residents would get elsewhere if they didn't get it here.
We're not sitting here with devil horns, you know, trying to knock people off, you know, we're just making a living. That may not be the best place in the world to do it, but if you want to live in this area, you got to find something to do.
Bramer concedes that an increased police presence could help clean up White Clay. Leaders on the Pine Ridge Reservation agree. But legal counsel Robert Gray Eagle says the solutions to the alcohol problem will also require treatment.
Simply patrolling and arresting people for being intoxicated is not enough. We need to get to the heart of the matter, and that's the problem with alcoholism in general. We do have some excellent programs on the reservation, but we need a full-scale, whole continuum of care for people who have problems with alcohol.
Tribal leaders hope this new agreement with Nebraska will open the door to better law enforcement cooperation on the South Dakota side of the border. They hope that having more police in White Clay could be the first step towards better race relations and a reduction in alcohol consumption on the reservation. But they admit there's a long road ahead. For NPR News, I'm Charles Michael Ray.